Sometimes I wonder, where would I be if it wasn't for grace and God's mercy? So I'll hold back the curtain of memories now and then, thinking where you brought me from to where I could have been, and the tears that fill my eyes. My heart is overwhelmed at the way you saved my life. Lord, I just can't contain myself. I've got to say,
how you came and rescued me in spite of my sin. There were times I was hurting, but I know that you comforted me. Now that I know, I want to tell you, Lord, that the love you gave to me, it took all my pain away and my insecurities. They no longer stay. I've got to say thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord,
for saving my soul. Now I got the victory, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pick me up and turn me round. Place my feet on solid ground. Once was lost, but now I'm found. Now I know I'm heaven bound. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Let's thank you for saving our soul, could we? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Rescuing me, saving me, cleansing me, washing me, giving me eternal life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I have a goal tonight in the preaching, and that is when I'm finished, you'll say, I thank the Lord for a short-winded pastor. That's the goal tonight. Would you turn to Luke chapter 17? Our service wouldn't be complete without a word from His Word. Amen. Luke 17. So thankful again each one that's come and helped make this service special tonight, giving thanks to our God, helping to keep the holiday a holy day. Amen. Luke 17. Could you stand for the reading of God's Word? Verse 12, we'll begin reading. We'll read the story. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his feet, or fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Here's the thing. No doubt you've heard this preached on many times, but there's a different lesson that I believe the Lord has laid on my heart from this passage tonight for us, different than just being the one that gives thanks. But also I want to remind us, as this choir was just singing, we were all lepers with sin. Amen. All through the Bible, this leprosy is a picture of sin. I just read in the Old Testament once again that if a man was found to have leprosy, he was just to stand there and rip his clothes to rags and uncover his head and cover his face, begin to shout, I'm unclean, I'm unclean, and make his way outside the village to a life of isolation. Jesus did a great thing when he cleansed these lepers. But Jesus did a great thing when he cleansed these lepers. Amen. I want to preach tonight on the one who got more. The one who got more. God bless you. You can be seated. What I'm preaching about tonight is giving thanks for your blessing isn't only right, it increases the blessing. Giving thanks for your blessing increases the blessings. Some have a great difficulty having a grateful attitude, and they don't realize that it's their ungrateful attitude that is making things go bad and awry in their life. Amen. I read today, I had to chuckle, but an elderly man was laying in the hospital and he'd been unconscious because he was so sick. And his wife of 55 years had just sat there with him beside the hospital bed, and he regained conscience. He reached out for her hand. He said, Is that you, Ethel? She said, Yeah. He said, Here you are again, right by my side. He said, You remember years ago when I was in a veterans hospital so sick? Yes, she said. He said, Ethel, you were right by my side then. He said, Ethel, do you remember that time that I had the car wreck and had to go through all that surgery? Yes, dear. Ethel, you were right by my side during all that time. Ethel, do you remember when our house burnt down with fire? Yes, dear. Ethel, you were standing right beside me when our house burned down. Ethel, do you remember all those years of poverty? Yes, dear. Ethel, you were right at by my side during all those years of poverty. There was a pause and he said, Ethel, you're bad luck. What would it have been like, do you think, if you had the opportunity to sit each of these 10 lepers down one at a time and interview them and ask them what had happened 20 years after Jesus had cleansed them? What do you think you would hear from them? I'm sure you would hear from each one of them that they were thankful for their healing. But after you got to that 10th one, that Samaritan, he would have more to tell you about what Jesus had done for him than the other 9. He would have more to share with you. You see, all 10 were healed, but 1 received more than the other 9. You say, well, wasn't 10 healed? I mean, that's what happened to all of them. All 10 were healed. How then did 1 receive more than the other 9? Well, he received more not because Jesus did more for him, but because of what he did in return of what Jesus had done for him. Jesus didn't give this man any more. He had given them all the gift of healing. He had given them all a new lease on life. He had brought them all back into a life with the community and their family and their friends. He had given them all back their career. He had allowed all of them to go once again into the temple and have the opportunity to worship God. So how did this one received more? He received more by what he gave. He gave thanks. It was in his returning to Christ and giving thanks to Jesus that this one man, this 10th leper, received more than the other 9. All of 10 received healing, but this man received more. I want to tell you, in life, in serving God, a person always receives something when he gives thanks to Jesus. I'm talking about what the man received, the 10th leper received, because he returned and he gave thanks. He received more. What did he receive? First of all, he received the presence of Jesus. Amen. Jesus told those 10 to go and show themselves to the priest. And as they went, they were healed. But this man received more because, being thankful for his healing, he went and returned to Christ. And therefore, he got to spend more time with Jesus than the other 9 did. The Bible says he fell down on his face at his feet. Even returning to give thanks, he returned into the very presence of Jesus. I believe that. You see, this man, the other 9 are on their way to the priest, but this one has returned and he's at the feet of the Master. He's at the feet of the Lord. He's at the feet of God. He's spending time in his presence. It was the man's desire to give thanks that brought him into the presence of Jesus. I want to tell you tonight, a thankful heart, a grateful heart, will always usher you and I into the very presence of the Savior. You cannot be thankful and not experience his presence. And so I'm telling you, the man received more because, yes, he was healed, but by giving thanks, he received the added gift of time spent in the presence of Jesus. And then he received more because the 10th leper received the assurance of Jesus. Jesus told the 10 to go and show themselves to the priest, and they did. But the man returned, and Jesus, of course, asked him, that's the usual message, where are the other 9? But before that interview was over, Jesus said unto the man that returned, arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. By returning to give thanks, the man received a word straight from the mouth of the Savior. By returning to give thanks, the man heard the voice of God speak to him. I'm telling you, just think of the assurance that this man had when he arose, and he had it by the word of Jesus, that he was made whole. I know they were all healed, but listen, those other 9 obeying Christ went to the priest, and they heard the priest tell them, you are cleansed, you are clean, you are whole. But this man, he received more because he didn't hear it from the mouth of the priest that he was cleansed. He heard it from the mouth of the Savior himself. Jesus told him, you're clean. I'm telling you, if you have a thankful heart. You'll receive more. You'll hear the voice of the Lord speak to you. And I'm telling you, there's a real assurance. Amen. I can tell you, did you confess your sins? Yes. Did you pray? Yes. I can tell you, you're saved. I can tell you, you're cleansed based on that. That's one thing. But it's another thing when you hear Jesus tell you, you're clean, you're whole, you're pure, you're saved. He received more. The other nine had the priest tell him they were clean. But this man received the assurance by hearing the word from the Savior himself. He received more because he received the joy of a thankful heart. I believe scripture bears out, and life certainly does, that in giving thanks, there comes a joy into your heart. However great a blessing you may receive, it's incomplete unless you express your thanks. And if you and I don't express our thanks for our blessings, amen, no matter how great a blessing it is, there's something lacking. There's something empty about it. You can receive great gifts and great blessings, but the very blessing will be marred in your heart, amen, and something will be missing if you fail to give heartfelt thanks to God. Amen. I'm telling you, it's in giving thanks that joy will enter your heart. You may think your situation is bad tonight, and I'm not minimizing that. My heart is heavy for some in this congregation. You've got bad situations, but I want to ask you to just try it. Just experiment with this. In the midst of even a bad situation, look around at the blessings of God in your life and begin to give Him thanks. And I can promise you, if you'll give Him thanks from a sincere heart, there will be a joy that'll enter into your heart. Ungrateful folks aren't happy. Have you ever seen an ungrateful person that was happy? No, sir. It's those that give praise and joy. The nine were joyful for their cleansing, but their joy was never as full and intense and as lasting as the one's joy who returned to give thanks. And then last of all, he received more because he received the benefits of a thankful heart. Being thankful not only gives you joy in your soul, it's a great benefit to all of your life. Your emotional stability, your very thinking, your even your physical person. A thankful people are a benefited people. They're more holy. They're more healthy. Amen. Research has shown, I was reading just this week, that those that have thankful attitudes are happier and more satisfied with their lives. They are less depressed than the ungrateful. They're less stressed than the ungrateful. They're less envious and anxious than the ungrateful. A thankful heart. Amen. Being grateful has more, researchers have shown, being thankful has more to do with your emotional well-being than your background, your circumstances, or your personality. Amen. If you learn to be thankful, all of your life is benefited. I believe this man walked out of there a cleansed leper, but I believe he reaped the benefits throughout his life because he was the one with a grateful attitude. Hallelujah. Even I challenge you, just try it. Just be thankful. And so all 10 were cleansed, but this one received more. By giving thanks, he received the presence of Christ. He received the assuring word from Christ. He received the joy of giving thanks, and he reaped the benefits of having a grateful heart. I told you about the man. Wasn't too appreciative of Ethel. But let me close tonight. Tell you about Mother Teresa shared one time. You know, she did the work in the streets of Calcutta. One time she went out with some other workers, and that evening they found 4 little kids that were in desperate shape. No home, no food, no medical treatment. They were just horrible shape. And she told the other workers, you take these 3 and I'll take the one that's in the worst shape. And this little girl was in just a horrible condition. And Mother Teresa took her and washed her and tried to clean her wounds and tried to get some kind of nourishment down her, put her in a bed. And as she pulled the covers up to the little girl's chin, the little girl simply looked at her with a big smile on her face and said, thank you. And that was that little girl's last words, because at the end of thank you, she died, passed away. But Mother Teresa said, even though she was dead, there was a smile on her face. And she said that God spoke to her from that and said, you know, if that had been you, you'd been saying, I'm hungry, I'm in pain, can't you do something for me, this and that. But the little girl in those horrible situations just said, thank you. And she died with a smile. That's the power of gratitude. And that's why the leper received more. He was healed, but he had a grateful heart. And in giving thanks, he received these sayings I enumerated. Oh, I want to have a grateful heart. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Would you stand? Let's just try it right now. Let's just try it right now. Some of you got difficult situations. Amen. But let's just lift our hands. We're all cleansed. If you're saved tonight, you're a cleansed leper. Hallelujah. Just lift your hands and say, thank you, Lord. My sins are gone. They're underneath the blood of Jesus. Lord, you cleansed me. I was an outcast. I was a misfit. My life, oh God, was at odds with you. But you have cleansed me. Oh, let's thank him for his goodness. Thank him for his love. Thank him for eternal life. Thank him for the blessings of Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. If you're here tonight and you don't know Christ, we're going to just sing a little chorus. Brother Steve, if just standing right there, if you could get it ready. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. But if you're here tonight and you don't need Christ, we wouldn't want to go to the back without giving you an opportunity to pray and praying with you. And as Brother Steve begins to sing this and leads us in it, if you need Christ, I would invite you to come. Amen. He can cleanse your heart of all sin and guilt and condemnation, and you can leave here a new person in Christ. Would you, brother, help us? Thank you, Lord, for giving all to me thy great salvation so full. We're going to sing it one more time. Go ahead, brother. Amen. You'd be like one of these lepers and say, Jesus, Master, have mercy on me. Cleanse my heart. Cleanse my life. I need you, Jesus. You'd like to come right now. We pray with you. You, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so full and free. I want you to just lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to fellowship at the back, so why don't we just head that direction. But there's a young man that just come over here and begin to pray. If some of you like to come and let's pray with him tonight. Amen. Amen. Just pray God and move in his heart. Hallelujah.